All right. Thank you for all your prayers. I can feel them breathing life, God, the Holy Spirit, breathing a new life and a new joy into my soul. So today we celebrate Holy Saturday. This is the day that is probably, like, there's not a lot of scripture about it, but St. Peter, either by a revelation or an inspired interpretation of scripture, speaks about how Christ went down among the dead, and he went to the spirits in prison and preached. Of course, there's a lot of theologians, you know, that will say, well, it wasn't really that way, and it wasn't really like he was preaching to people, and maybe the spirits are fallen angels and blah, blah, blah. But none of those arguments really hold up. And so we have a long tradition going back to the Patristic Fathers, and we'll read part of it, a key part of it, from a first century author today. In our reading from tradition, talks about Christ being free to preach to all the dead who had descended into hell. And it kind of elaborates on that. I don't remember if that's 1 Peter or 2 Peter, but there's two mentions of it in Peter's epistles. Okay, so let's go ahead and pray for Holy Father's monthly intentions. So yesterday we celebrated how Jesus Christ, our Lord, both God and man, carried our sins in his own body into death so that he could give us new life. And now we celebrate how Christ, in his great mercy, even goes down among the dead to extend, yes, his grace to all generations, but also as a sign of the infinity, how God just doesn't give up, how God has a way to reach even those who are spiritually dead. God has ways to reach our neighbors. God has ways to reach our friends. God even has ways to reach Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi that we don't even know about. You know, he has ways to reach the politicians, even in their death. And yet, God remains there, and we have to love him more than we love the sin and more than we love ourselves. Otherwise, we won't be united with him in spiritual wedlock, so to speak. Let us celebrate this beginning with the Holy Father's monthly intentions. Let us pray that the use of the new technologies will not replace human relationships, but will respect the dignity of the person and will help us face the crises of our time. We'll come back for the novenas in a second video where I pray some more office psalms. But we're just going to combine office of readings and morning prayer, and we'll be doing that for this Holy Saturday and maybe a reflection. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Help us respond to your love. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, for answering our prayers for the use of the new technologies that are transforming the way we relate to one another. Glory to you, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, let us worship Christ, who for our sake endured death and was buried. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship Christ, who for our sake suffered death and was buried. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship Christ, who for our sake suffered death and was buried. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship Christ, who for our sake suffered death and was buried. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness when at Meribah and Menizah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship Christ, who for our sake suffered death and was buried. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship Christ, who for our sake suffered death and was buried. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship Christ, who for our sake suffered death and was buried. Beautiful indeed. Antiphon 1 is, in peace I will lie down and sleep. Psalm 4. When I call, answer me, O God of justice. From anguish you released me. Have mercy and hear me. O man, how long will your hearts be closed? Will you love what is futile and seek what is false? In peace I will lie down and sleep. It is the Lord who grants favors to those whom he loves. The Lord hears me whenever I call him. In peace I will lie down and sleep. Fear him, do not sin. Ponder on your bed and be still. Make justice your sacrifice and trust in the Lord. What can bring us happiness, many say? Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. In peace I will lie down and sleep. You have put into my heart a greater joy than they have from abundance of corn and new wine. I will lie down in peace and sleep comes at once. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In peace I will lie down and sleep. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. My body shall rest in hope. Psalm 16. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God, my happiness lies in you alone. My body shall rest in hope. He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I take their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips. My body shall rest in hope. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me. My body shall rest in hope. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. My body shall rest in hope. And so my heart rejoices. My soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right hand, happiness forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. How beautiful. My body shall rest in hope. Lift up the ancient portals, the King of Glory enters. And so we begin Psalm 24. The Lord's is the earth in its fullness, and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm. Lift high the ancient portals, the King of Glory enters. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn to deceive his neighbor, so as to deceive his neighbor. Lift high the ancient portals, the King of Glory enters. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift high the ancient portals, the King of Glory enters. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant, the Lord, the valiant in war. Lift high the ancient portals, the King of Glory enters. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory. Who is he, the King of Glory? He, the Lord of armies, he is the King of Glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lift high the ancient portals, the King of Glory enters. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Take up my cause and rescue me. Be true to your word. Give me life. And again, I said we skipped over these chapters so that we could come back to them on days where certain themes would be prominent in Hebrews. So this is the theme of the Lord entering into his rest. It's the seventh day, the Sabbath. He sleeps in death. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 4, 1 through 13. Let us strive to enter the Lord's rest. While the promise of entrance into his rest still holds, we ought to be fearful of disobeying, lest any one of you be judged to have lost his chance of entering. We have indeed heard the good news as they did, but the word which they heard did not profit them, for they did not receive it in faith. It is we who have believed, who entered into that rest, just as God said, "Thus I swore in my anger, they shall never enter into my rest." Yet God's work was finished when he created the world, and in reference to the seventh day, Scripture somewhere says, "And God rested from all his work on the seventh day." And again, in the place to which we have referred to, God says, "They shall never enter into my rest." Therefore, since it remains for some to enter, and those to whom it was first announced did not, because of unbelief, God once more set a day, today, when long afterward he spoke through David the words we have quoted. Today, if you should hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Now if Joshua had led them into the place of rest, God would not have spoken afterward of another day. Therefore a Sabbath rest still remains for the people of God, and he who enters into God's rest rests from his own work as God did from his. Let us strive to enter into that rest so that no one may fall in imitation of the example of Israel's unbelief. In another translation would be unfaithfulness. That word means unfaithfulness, untrusting, unbelief. So it doesn't just mean intellectual, but it means faith. So it's like three different aspects of that when it says Israel's unbelief. Indeed, God's word is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates and divides soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the reflections and the thoughts of the heart. Nothing is concealed from him. All lies bare and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must render an account. Responsory prayer. They buried the Lord and sealed the tomb by rolling a large stone in front of it. They stationed soldiers there to guard it. The chief priests asked Pilate for a guard. They stationed soldiers there to guard it. And this is that reading. So important, so powerful. It's actually from an anonymous homily that was written in the 100s to 200s AD. And it's been so beautiful. It's been copied over and preserved for hundreds of years, actually over 1,000 years of copying this, because they found this preaching of the gospel in this reflection of the homilist, so powerful. So it elaborates, as I said, on Peter's kind of revelation or reflection. The Lord descends into hell. Something strange is happening. There is a great silence on earth today, a great silence and stillness. The whole earth keeps silent because the king is asleep. The earth trembled and is still because God has fallen asleep in the flesh, and he has raised up all who have slept ever since the world began. God has died in the flesh, and hell trembles with fear. He has gone to search for a first parent, as for a lost sheep, greatly desiring to visit those who live in darkness and in the shadow of death. He has gone to free from sorrow the captives Adam and Eve, he who is both God and the Son of Eve. The Lord approached them bearing the cross, the weapon that had won him the victory. At the sight of him, Adam, the first man he had created, struck his breast in terror and cried out to everyone, "My Lord be with you all." Christ answered him, "And with your spirit." He took him by the hand and raised him up, saying, "Awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. I am your God, who for your sake have become your Son. Out of love for you and for your descendants, I now, by my own authority, command all who are held in bondage to come forth, all who are in darkness to be enlightened, all who are sleeping to arise. I order you, O sleeper, to awake. I did not create you to be held a prisoner in hell. Rise from the dead, for I am the light of the dead. Rise up, work of my hands, you who were created in my image. Rise, let us leave this place, for you are in me and I am in you. Together we form only one person, and we cannot be separated. I, for your sake, your God, became your Son. I, the Lord, took the form of a slave. I, whose home is above the heavens, descended to the earth and beneath the earth. For your sake, for the sake of man, I became like a man without help, free among the dead. For the sake of you who left a garden, I was betrayed to the Jews in a garden, and I was crucified in a garden. See on my face the spittle I received in order to restore to you the life I once breathed into you. See there the marks of the blows I received in order to refashion your warped nature in my image. On my back, see the marks of the scourging I endured to remove the burden of sin that weighs upon your back. See my hands nailed firmly to a tree for you who once wickedly stretched out your hand to a tree. I slept on the cross, and a sword pierced my side for you who slept in paradise and brought forth Eve from your side. My side has healed the pain in yours. My sleep will arouse you from your sleep in hell. The sword that pierced me has sheathed the sword that was turned against you. Rise, let us leave this place. The enemy led you out of the earthly paradise. I will not restore you to that paradise, but I will enthrone you in heaven. I forbade you the tree that was only a symbol of life. But see, I, who am life itself, am now one with you. I appointed cherubim to guard you as slaves are guarded, but now I make them worship you as God. The throne formed by cherubim awaits you, its bearers swift and eager. The bridal chamber is adorned. The banquet is ready. The eternal dwelling places are prepared. The treasure houses of all good things lie open. The kingdom of heaven has been prepared for you from all eternity. Responsory prayer. Our shepherd, the source of the water of life, has died. The sun was darkened when he passed away, but now man's captor is made captive. This is the day when our Savior broke through the gates of death. He has destroyed the barricades of hell, overthrown the sovereignty of the devil. This is the day when our Savior broke through the gates of death. And as I said, this is such a great mystery because it's a mystery of how Christ can come and save people who have just so rejected him that they are spiritually dead. But yes, it's a mystery of divine mercy. And it's also, you know, about what they often call theosis, or like, what's the gift of God breathing life into me? What is it that is my likeness to God? How am I created in the image of God? What does that really mean, to be like God, to be an untarnished statue of God? So a lot of that's going to be like in our Divine Mercy reading. At the end of John's Gospel, he breathes on the apostles, and that's a biblical way of telling a story of a spiritual experience that many theologians would say just goes way beyond words. So it's a spiritual experience of the Holy Spirit breathing of Jesus actually giving you the life that is constitutive of the grace of the Holy Spirit, and it goes into you and it reforms you. So it's a beautiful thing. It reforms you into that image after the likeness of God. So we're going to read that in church on Divine Mercy Sunday in 8 days. And it's just beautiful to kind of take that and figure, well, where are my reflection of experience? Where have I experienced that? One reason we're in such a crisis in the West is because I think we honestly have lost the art of reflecting and meditating on the gospel and retelling the story of salvation, the story of why it's good news, and we forget why it's good news because of our sinfulness. But you know, the Jewish people retell the story of their salvation from Egypt. The father or the head of the household or whoever it is, depending on different tradition, at the Passover meal has to tell this story once a year at the Passover meal. And that's the central point, besides the bread of the Passover meal. And that's one reason, you know, if we could just figure out how to retell that story by meditating on it, we would be a lot better off in the West catechetically, because we would have our priorities straight. Because the gospel has a power to go into you, and it's a word that changes you. It's a word that helps you understand everything else God has said. It gives you certain principles so that you can understand those things. Anyway, that's kind of my reflection for today, and I'm going to go on. We're going to pray some more psalms as we reflect on this word of God, and then we're going to have the plenary indulgence blessing at the end, where I offer the blessing for myself, and you can offer it for yourself or for a soul in purgatory. Morning prayer. Though sinless, the Lord has been put to death. The world is in a mourning as for an only son. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, as I complain. Guard my life from dread of the foe. Hide me from the band of the wicked, from the throng of those who do evil. Though sinless, the Lord has been put to death. The world is in mourning as for an only son. They sharpen their tongues like swords. They aim bitter words like arrows to shoot at the innocent from ambush, shooting suddenly and recklessly. Though sinless, the Lord has been put to death. The world is in mourning as for an only son. They scheme their evil course. They conspire to lay secret snares. They say, who will see us? Who can search out our crimes? Though sinless, the Lord has been put to death. The world is in mourning as for an only son. He will search who searches the mind and knows the depths of the heart. God has shot them with his arrow and dealt them sudden wounds. Their own tongue has brought them to ruin, and all who see them mock. Though sinless, the Lord has been put to death. The world is in mourning as for an only son. Then will all men fear. They will tell what God has done. They will understand God's deeds. The just will rejoice in the Lord and fly to him for refuge. All the upright hearts will glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Though sinless, the Lord has been put to death. The world is in mourning as for an only son. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Though sinless, the Lord has been put to death. The world is in mourning as for an only son. From the jaws of hell, Lord, rescue my soul. Once I said in the noontime, this is actually Isaiah 38, parts of it. Once I said, in the noontime of life I must depart. To the gates of the netherworld I shall be consigned for the rest of my years. I said, I shall see the Lord no more in the land of the living. No longer shall I behold my fellow man among those who dwell in the world. My dwelling, like a shepherd's tent, is struck down and borne away from me. You have folded up my life like a weaver who severs the last thread. Day and night you give me over to torment. I cry out until the dawn. Like a lion, he breaks all my bones. Day and night, you give me over to torment. Like a swallow, I utter shrill cries. I moan like a dove. My eyes grow weak, gazing heavenward. O Lord, I am in straits, be my surety. You have preserved my life from the pit of destruction, when you cast behind your back all of my sins. For it is not the netherworld that gives you thanks, nor death that praises you. Neither do those who go down into the pit await your kindness. The living give you thanks, as I do today. Fathers declare to their sons, O God, your faithfulness. The Lord is our Savior. We shall sing to stringed instruments in the house of the Lord all the days of our life. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. From the jaws of hell, Lord, rescue my soul. I was dead, but now I live forever, and I hold the keys of death and hell and of hell. Praise God in his holy place. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his powerful deeds. Praise his surpassing greatness. Oh, praise him with sound of trumpet. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipes. Oh, praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with clashing of cymbals. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I was dead, but now I live forever, and I hold the keys of death and of hell. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Thus says the Lord, in their affliction they shall look for me. Come, let us return to the Lord, for it is he who has rent, but he will heal us. He has struck us, but he will bind up our wounds. He will revive us after 2 days. On the third day he will raise us up to live in his presence. That's from the prophet Hosea. In place of the responsory, the following is said. For our sake, Christ was obedient, accepting even death on a cross. Therefore God raised him on high and gave him the name above every other name, above all other names. Save us, O Savior of the world. On the cross you redeemed us by the shedding of your blood. We cry out for your help, O God. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. Free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies. Free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Save us, O Savior of the world. On the cross you redeemed us by the shedding of your blood. We cry out for your help, O God. Our Redeemer suffered and was buried for us in order to rise again. With sincere love we adore him, and aware of our needs we cry out, Lord, have mercy on us. Christ our Savior, your sorrowing mother stood by you at your death and burial. In our sorrows, may we share your suffering. Christ our Lord, like the seed buried in the ground, you brought forth for us the harvest of grace. May we die to sin and live for God. Christ the Good Shepherd, in death you lay hidden from the world. Teach us to love a life hidden with you in the Father. Christ the New Adam, you entered the kingdom of death to release all the just since the beginning of the world. May all who lie dead in sin hear your voice and rise to life. Christ, Son of the living God, through baptism we were buried with you. risen also with you in baptism, may we walk in newness of life. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us. Breathe your life into us as you breathed into Adam, as you breathe new life into the people, as Ezekiel prophesied. Grant that we may be more obedient to you, and may rejoice more in your simplicity, walking with you. And we pray for your personal intentions. Lord, have mercy on us. Our Father, gathering our prayers into one, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. All-powerful and ever-living God, your only Son went down among the dead and rose again in glory. In your goodness, raise up your faithful people buried with him in baptism to be one with him in the eternal life of heaven, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.